If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back, gang. Coming up at 2:30, Scotty Warman's going to join us. We'll talk some more Cardinals. Right now, we have my buddy Steve, the CEO of First Missouri Credit Union. Good to see you. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back on the show.
I never see you when I come in, and I'm always afraid to ask. I'm always afraid you're hiding from me. They'll be like, oh, God. Glover's here.
I wish you would ask.
Tomorrow, Dave.
He sees the Jeep pull in, and he's like,
I'm out of here.
I think it's time for lunch.
I have to go to the other location.
I've got a meeting.
Who's it with? Not Dave.
No, I'd love to have you come by. You should come into my office and hang out.
Yeah, I'm there about once a week. I love the place. Yeah. Congratulations. I know it's been a few months now, but it just looks great and feels great.
It has been. Well, it's September 24th we moved in, so like it's getting on a year, which is crazy. But yes, it is so great. It doesn't get old talking about how great it is in the new building.
How bad was it? Like just the whole from start to finish? Harder than you thought it would be? Easier than you thought it would be?
The whole project of building the new building?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely, there was lots of daily aggravations when the construction was going on. You know, the parking, staff had to park off site. The neighbors didn't like the construction people piling on their lots and stuff like that. So, I mean, there was definitely lots of daily aggravations.
Yeah.
But it's so great to
Everybody's good now, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about one of the major things I want to talk to you about is the perception versus the reality. And I think that when it comes to any type of banking, financial institution, credit unions, car loans, switching your checking account over, I think people still feel like it's 1984. And they have to go in with a box full of documents and get a notary public. And it's probably going to take more than one meeting. And if it's only one, it's going to take 3 hours. And I opened up a checking and savings account last year. And I think, I'm not exaggerating, from the time I met the young lady till the time I shook her hand to leave, I think it was 20 minutes.
Yeah, opening up an account is super easy. It doesn't take a whole lot of... There is no documentation required. I mean, you have to identify yourself, obviously. But a lot of times people are worried about opening up a new account because they think they don't know what they're doing. And you don't really need to know what you're doing. You just need to come and say what you need. And then, you know, the member service people are there to help you through it. One of the things about opening up a new account, and it's difficult for somebody to want to switch accounts. So, like, you know, just like... Most everybody who's hearing this right now probably has their checking account wherever they opened their checking account when they were 16. They got their first job as a dishwasher, and so they still have it there, and because that's where they have their account. And so, there's so many people who have had their account there. They have a little bit of money in their account, and it's That's just their money. They don't think of themselves as well off. They just think that, you know, I have this little bit of money and this is where I keep it. And changing would be a big pain, but it's really not.
And say, for example, they have $100,000 in an account and they're making, what is a normal amount to make outside of First Missouri?
Well, it can vary, but generally a checking account will, you know, if it's an interest-bearing account, it'll be a small...
Which not all of them are.
Right. There's certainly accounts that are just free. Like, you get free everything, but you're not getting paid.
Yeah.
There's some accounts where they actually charge a fee at certain places for an account. If you're paying a fee in an account or on your checking account, you got to call us.
Yeah.
But there's different variations of high interest checking accounts, and ours, like other ones, it is a reward based account. So you have to use your debit card, but that's a small requirement. It's only 15 times a month.
And it's not weird. People use their debit card 15 times
sure.
a month.
And lots of people use it before 10 a.m. on payday 15 times a month.
Sure.
You know? But that's not an easy thing. So if you're doing that already and you have a little bit of a balance in your account and you're not earning an interest rate, ours is 4.27 up to $100,000. So, and if you have over $100,000, you're earning 0.5% on that money. So that's still a really great rate on money that's completely liquid. You can take it or leave it.
And when I've used this in my live endorsements for you, true story, I was driving to work and I went by a bank and they had a big flashing sign that said 12-month certificate of deposit, 4.05%. So we're paying people more on a checking account, which is liquid. Take it all out, put it all back, take it all out, put it all back, whatever you want to do. We're paying them more than other banks are paying on a certificate of deposit.
That is true. So what the depositor is getting with the certificate of deposit is the guarantee that that money will stay at 4.5% until for that term, 12 months, 24 months. The checking account, it is a rate that can change. We have, you know, the way you can't predict rates and you never should try. We do expect to keep our rate at 4.27. You know, certainly through the end of this year, and if not beyond, if rates stay where they are, we're going to keep it like that. And it's the highest paying checking account up to the highest maximum amount that I've seen.
Yeah. And then let's talk about buying vehicles. That what most people do is you go into a Ford dealership and you pick out a car and you make your deal and then you go talk to the finance guy. So why is that not a great idea? What should people be doing, at least to give themselves an option?
I think that if you come to see us at the credit union before you go shopping for a car, then you're going to have a lot of questions in your mind and even maybe fears in your mind answered before you go talk to the dealership. Sometimes if you go to a dealer, the first thing they might ask you is how much do you want your payment to be? And, you know, that's not always the best way to negotiate the price of a car. But if you go into the credit union, you know what you can get approved for, you know what your credit score is, you know what you can, you know, how much you can get. You know, maybe you thought I'd be lucky to get a $15,000 car, but maybe then you know, well, actually, I could probably get a $25,000 car. My payment's not going to be that much more. You know that before you start looking, then you're going to be, you know, you'll be in an advantage, but you'll just feel better about the shopping process.
And then you're also, not that you're talking every day, but you're not in a relationship with a big national or international company. You're in business with your local credit union.
That's also correct. Yeah. So you have different advantages from on a loan at the credit union than you might from a larger national company, for example.
And one thing you told me when we first met that I want you to kind of flesh out for me is that, let's say that someone lives in Clayton and they're like, well, Lehigh Ferry's, you know, pretty far from me. I'm going to drive past 10 credit unions. You guys have some sort of reciprocal programs with other credit unions where you can use thousands of credit unions, not just in St. Louis, but across the globe.
That is true. So that's called shared branching. It's one of the greatest things. One of the principles of cooperatives is cooperating with other cooperatives. So credit unions certainly cooperate with one another. Shared branching is a great example of that. Not all credit unions participate in shared branching, but most in the St. Louis area do. And then, you can find one if you're in Kansas City or if you're in Des Moines or the, I told you the story about we had a member, his family came into the credit union and needed to take out some money for some sort of emergency, but there was no other way of really verifying. This person was in Germany. And of course we said, well, find a shared branch. And so they, the person in Germany was able to find a shared branch. It was a, it was an hour away, but they were able to go there and get the cash that they needed because they were going to try to withdraw it and wire it to them and all that. But they went to the shared branch and just took the money out.
So I talk about this a lot in my live endorsements for you, and again, flesh it out for the folks listening, that if I go to a bank, which, by the way, as you would agree, banks aren't evil. They're just a different tool. So if I go into a bank, I'm a customer. If I come into you, I'm an owner. I'm a member. How is that different?
Yeah. So the with a with a cooperative, the depositors are the owners. So when you make your deposit and open your account into the credit union, then you become an owner of the credit union. Our board of directors is made up of members who volunteer their time to the membership. And they're just, they come from all varying backgrounds of life, different jobs. But they're volunteers and they're just people who are regular members of the credit union.
You need to get me on that. I've always wanted to be on a board.
Yeah.
You ever want to be on a board, Wheels?
Do I have to decide things?
No.
Then
you're
yes.
on a board.
Then yes. At least not at first.
It's the opposite of deciding things.
All right. Then yes, I do.
Yeah. And if you do and you make the wrong decision, you blame the CEO.
Okay. All right. Then I'm in.
That's Boom. Pretty true.
All right. Count me in. Just give me a good comfy chair.
Yeah. Those big high back chairs. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That I can relax.
No, anytime I've met someone throughout my life, they're like, well, I sat on the board of blah, blah. I'm like, oh, man.
I sat on a board once.
You're really somebody. I bet you
did. It was
a
2x4. Yeah, just sat down. And that was my break at lunch.
So besides the 4.27 on the checking and good car loan rates, what are other perks that people have coming to First Missouri?
Well, the I would say the top thing on my list is that we say that our product is service and our job is to be available. So we have... plenty of people available to answer the phone or take you somebody who walks in. The we don't have a phone tree. You know, you don't when you call the credit union, you go straight to the member service queue. It does give you the option if you want to go to the receptionist, you can press zero. Otherwise, somebody will be right with you. But it goes right to a person. Then you just tell them what you want. You know, there's not 10 menus with push this, and then demanding that you pay attention because our options are different. So we don't have that. So you call and you talk to a person. I think that because we believe that our job is to be available.
So two locations on Lee May Ferry.
Right. So Lee May Ferry, 1690 Lee May Ferry is the main across from Fergie's. And then the other one is at Butler Hill and 55.
But if you're not close, that's okay because you can do the shared co-op stuff.
Absolutely.
Very good. Yeah. How do people get in hold of you?
So 314-544-5050 is our phone number. And then our website is 1stmocu.org.
All right. Next time I'm going to come see you and we'll talk about that board position.
Absolutely. That sounds great.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hey, Hi, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're gonna make me spill my beer. Who's this, Rach?
This is Wilco.
I thought so.
From their first album, the song Passenger Side, one of my favorites.
As popular as they are, woefully underrated.
Oh, yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, great band.
They just have such a huge catalog, too. Yeah. And like, I'll admit, I'm not caught up on all of it. They've released many albums in the past 10 years. Yeah. I could name a couple of them, but I think that Jeff Tweedy is an extremely talented poet.
Yes.
Songwriter. We're lucky that he's from this area.
Nick's mom, Jen, was friends with him.
That's so cool.
In high school.
So cool.
Yeah. She could have ended up with him instead of me.
Tweety.
Yeah, she could have had all that Wilco money. What do you guys buy and not use? For example, I was looking for something in my fridge today, and I moved three dozen eggs that I probably had in there for 6 months. I just buy them, and then I'm like, I should make an egg of a sandwich. And I open up the fridge, and I'm like, not today. Not today, my friend.
The answer is everything I buy. I do
you just
not
don't use it?
I buy books that I don't read. I buy video games that I don't get around to playing for years. It hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm. I rent a lot of expensive movies I don't finish.
Yeah.
I rented Friendship from my buddy Tim Robinson for $19.99 and didn't finish it.
You didn't like it?
I loved it and I hated it.
Yeah.
And I knew exactly why. Yeah. I knew exactly what was going on. It's like going on a date with someone you know you're not going to get along with, but they're really hot.
Yeah.
And what I figured out in Friendship was, and I knew going in, it's going to be super cringy. I've seen every episode of I Think You Should Leave 5 times, but in an episode, there's 80% comedy, 20% cringe.
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, it was the opposite.
Yeah.
It was 80% cringe, 20% comedy, and it just wasn't enough relief for me.
Looks like a pretty hard watch.
Yeah, it was. Great. I mean, the acting was fantastic, but yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really trying to think of things that I buy and don't use, and I'm not coming up with anything.
Good for
right
you.
Now.
You're a grown up.
Well, I've made a conscious effort recently to just be better about buying things.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about Prime Day the other day, and I know I was like, oh, it's a scam. It's not a scam. It's just I see what they're doing. They're like, it's on sale. You should buy it now and save, you know, $6 when it's like, well, if I don't buy it right now, I'm probably not going to buy it.
At all.
So you're like you're pressuring me into making this decision. I'm trying to see past that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And like with my groceries, I feel like those all get used up. I have stopped buying. I used to be really bad at buying clothes. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I already have three of this item. Why did I just buy another white button-up shirt or mm-hmm. whatever? I've just kind of stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Wheels, can't think of anything?
I mean, nothing like that's a regular. I bought a stationary bike that I almost never use because I hate.
Oh, that's a big one.
I hate mm-hmm. I hate that.
Yeah. I also have one of those that I almost never use.
I think
use.
Most people have some sort of gym equipment that's just used for laundry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of that stuff that I purchased. I use most of it, but I don't like the bike.
Did you make your Amazon purchase?
No, I'm going to do it today.
That's what
still,
you said yesterday.
It's still the same price. Now I forgot that I have a gift card at home that I have to use towards it, and I don't have it with me. So we'll be doing that tonight.
Wheeler's going to get even more swole, people.
Yeah, it's not. We're just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting started.
You're not going to fit on the screen. You're going to have two spots. Andrew can't be on anymore.
Yeah. He's going to have his shoulders going to stretch out over here.
Well, yeah, we'll deal with that when it comes.
I saw an article, I guess, I think was clickbait, but it said that the Cardinals might be in line for Ethan Holliday at number 5.
Well,
did something change?
No. So here's the thing that's fascinating about the draft this year. Nobody knows what's going to happen with any of the picks at all. Like a lot of years, there's like three guys like, okay, those guys are going to be the top three. That guy's probably number one. We don't know what Washington's going to do at number one.
Yeah.
And they just fired their chief executive baseball officer.
So we really don't know.
It's maybe even less predictable than it would have been otherwise. They could take Ethan Holliday number one overall. They could take one of the college pitchers. They could have a totally different guy in mind. That'll sign cheaper, and then they can spend more of their draft pool later on somebody else to convince them to give up college or whatever.
Who do you like other than him?
I like all of the college pitchers. I think if you ended up with someone like Liam Doyle from Tennessee, that's a lefty throwing 97, 98, a strikeout king. Same thing Kate Anderson from LSU, who's going to be up there. He might go number one. I don't think Kate Anderson will be there at 5. I don't think Doyle will be, but he could be.
If Holliday's there, would you snatch
him? Oh, my God, yeah. I would. If Ethan Holliday is at 5, don't even hesitate. Just put
even
the card
for the
in.
Emotional.
Forget that. He might have the best power of anybody in the draft. At either college or pro. I mean, like, he may be the best power hitting prospect, and he's a legitimate third baseman. And he's different than his brother. His brother is more like doubles and can run and a middle infielder type. And Ethan is much more of a slug corner infielder, hit a bunch of home runs kind of guy.
Brian M. asking how my baseball game went last night. Brian, thank you for being kind enough to ask. It was rained out. Rained out, just like the Cardinals.
Well, for you anyway, right? Because they started so late.
And I was sitting in the dugout all by myself in a full uniform waiting to play. Just get behind the wheel.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Our next guest is Scotty Warman. If you watch the pregame, you see Scotty with Alexis all the time and a good friend of the show. Scott, good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to talk to you, buddy. I can tell by the music bump that this was not a Wheeler selection.
Yes, not even a Glover selection. No, this is a Rachel day.
Yeah, wait till the Redbird rush hour, Scotty. I got some stuff picked out tonight.
Oh, I know that for a fact.
So are you a metal guy, Scotty?
Not too much. Not like Wheeler and Ben Boyd. No, yeah. I'm not totally into it. I mean, I listen to it, but I'm not thrashing like those two.
Scotty, we got a couple shows coming up. I think we may go to Pantera if you want to go be in the pit with us.
I would actually sit there and just watch you two get after it. That would be worth the price of admission right there.
You know what, Scott? I'll sit with you in the bleachers.
Sure, let's do that. We'll have a couple of cold ones and just watch them go nuts.
Absolutely. So we're just talking off the air, Wheels and I, what an interesting season this is for so many reasons. But in general, from my fan seat in the bleachers as a non-expert like you guys, it feels like we're just kind of a tweener, and we're almost the fan base and probably the front office is almost frustrated at our success because we've gone from a runway season to, hey, we're in this thing. We could possibly get a wild card spot, maybe compete for the division if we go crazy in the second half. But it's just causing everyone to be all pent up and mad at everybody.
Well, that's my position, and I don't know what Kevin feels about it, but I don't think a lot of people thought the Cardinals would be in this position if we were talking right before the season started. Like you said, this was going to be the runway season or the reset or whatever you wanted to call it. And so I think this team has played above almost everybody's expectations, even the quote-unquote national experts out there. And to me, what I appreciate about what we've seen from this team on virtually an everyday basis is Ollie and his coaches have this team playing such fundamentally sound baseball. And I'm old school. That's what I love. I watched Whitey's teams. That's when I really even became even more of a lover of the game of baseball. And you don't see that a lot. If you watch games, and I've got the MLB package, and I watched a ton of games, and you watch some of these, even some of these good teams, they don't play as fundamentally sound, whether it's defensively or running the bases, what have you, as much as the Cardinals. Now, are the Cardinals perfect? No, nobody's perfect. But I think that's what I appreciate. Now, kind of to what you're relating to, what do the Cardinals do? I think it's kind of let's sit, wait, and see what happens, you know, leading into Sunday, get the off break, go on the road after the All-Star break, and see where you're at. So I think you're going to see some patience. I do believe, though, that if the Cardinals are in, I've got some people that really believe within the organization that, you know, I think the Cardinals would go out and say, hey, we need to make hay because you got an opportunity to get back in the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. And I think you could see the ownership as well as the management actually doing that. But I still think it's, like you said, it's one of those times where we're kind of in the middle right now, but you're right there in the wild card race. And I don't think anybody would imagine that here on what, July 8th or whatever day it is.
You guys,
this would be a possibility.
Off the top of your guys' heads, you know how many wins the Cardinals have, right? They have 49 wins. The Yankees have 50. This team is so weird. And I think that's the one thing we all keep coming back to, because it's been either hot or cold. So, like, when they were bad early, it got super hot and then got bad and then got hot and then got bad. And now we're kind of seeing, are we coming out of the bad? And we'll, you know, this week maybe is the beginning of that heading into the All-Star break. That's been, I think, the frustrating part and why it's hard to get a handle on what they are, because in any given 2 or 3 week period, they could either be playing like the best team in the National League or a non-playoff team, one or the other.
Well, and Kevin, just to kind of add to your point, there is obviously frustration because, sometimes you get everything's rolling, then nothing's rolling at all. Pitching plus the hitting.
Right.
But let's think about this weekend coming up, guys. You have a team that has Ronald Acuna, Ozzy Albies, Riley, Olsen, go right on down the line.
Yeah.
And where's Wheels? What's the Braves' record right now?
They have 39 wins. They were one of the favorites. And boom. You know, obviously, you know, Acuna missed the first month and a half. Strider missed the first month and a half. And now Chris Sale's on the injured list. And Reynaldo Lopez is on the injured list. And A.J. Smith-Schauen. Like, they've lost three or four of their starting rotation. But the point is, coming into the year, the Braves were a World Series contender and one of the favorites in the National League. And they are now 12 games under 500. And they are 10.5 games behind the third wild card. And the Cardinals are 1.5 behind the third wild card.
When we talk about runway, Dave, I think one of the things you're starting to see here, probably since the 1st of July, and I don't obviously have the numbers right in front of me, but, you know, you talk about giving a runway. Well, since, unfortunately, you have some injuries, Wheels, we're starting to see Nolan Gorman kind of take off, giving that runway and getting those opportunities, which he really didn't have, you know, in the first 2 months of the season, because you had, you know, such, you know, you had Herrera who was healthy, you had given Jordan Walker his opportunity to right field and go right on down the line.
It's going to be fascinating to see. I mean, Walker's getting close, it sounds like. I mean, maybe after the All-Star break. I think Herrera's going on a rehab assignment later this week, so maybe he's coming back after the All-Star break as well. So then we're going to get back to the, well, what are we doing now? Because Gorman has been one of the few guys since June 1st that's hit. And hit for some power. How do you end up mixing and matching there? Well, maybe Newt loses out because he's been struggling. Maybe Walker's going to still keep losing out because he was struggling before he went on the injured list. Makes it a lot more fascinating because Gorman's a guy you wanted to find out about, and I think you're seeing what your base level is, which is a power guy that can be at least around league average offensively, and you just got to figure out where he's going to play.
It has been intriguing to me, Wheels, though, to see that, you know, and I know there was a lefty going on that nightmare game on Sunday night, but I was still kind of intrigued that, you know, Sejacy got the nod at third base the last two games instead of Gorman. I thought that was kind of interesting.
I would agree, you know, especially when you're looking at that situation where, you know, Arenado's been unavailable because of some nagging injuries, and you get that opportunity. I know why they did it on Sunday, and Ali explained it yesterday on Gas House, just, you know, it's not just that it was a lefty. It's that Matthew Boyd is a particularly tough lefty for Nolan Gorman, which is when you want to give a guy a break, is when it's a particularly bad matchup. But yeah, I would agree. I was a little surprised that Gorman's not gotten a little bit more of the third base run, but he's gotten a fair amount of it when Arenado's not been in there.
So how can
I'm just really glad that Dave has joined the Warman and Wheeler show here on KMOX.
I know my place. Trust me. I get it. How do we fix this rotation with what we have and what we have coming up? Like, what are the options? What are the possibilities?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious that McGreevy is one of your options. I mean, I think we're going to get a telltale story on Thursday with Miles getting his opportunity. But I know, I guess it was yesterday that Ollie said that, you know, Fetty right now is penciled in for Saturday. Now, McGreevy did start on Sunday with Memphis and actually had his worst outing. But, I mean, his numbers are there. And I know Mo said this last week when he met with the media in Chicago. I know he told our own Jimmy Hayes when we had him on our pregame show last Saturday is the fact that, you know, McGreevy's ready. It's just a matter of giving an opportunity. Maybe this is the time. Now, if Miles can't turn things around, then I think that proves where you're going to maybe do you pull Mats out of the bullpen, which I know Ollie would hate to do, and put him in the rotation. That's where maybe it comes into, if you're in it still, that you got to go and get another start at the trade deadline. But, you know, it remains to be seen. I think this is going to be a peak interesting week, especially for those two specific starters.
And what is McGreevy's game? Who is McGreevy? What does he do? Who would he compare to, someone that the listeners might know?
I mean,
I don't know.
Dakota Hudson style. Maybe a few more strikes. He throws more strikes than Hudson did, because Hudson was a guy that was not a strikeout guy.
No, not at all.
But also walked people, which is a bad combination. You don't want to be both of those things. Maybe McGreevy is more it's a hard comp, because I'd say maybe if McGreevy's at his high end development, maybe he's Michael Wacha. With a little bit less on the strikeout side, but they're similar. Neither's a big velocity, big strikeout guy. They don't pitch the same way. I'm just talking about results. Like what kind of guy?
What does he do best?
So he's sinker. His sinker's his best pitch. He's going to get ground balls. Yeah. He's going to keep you off balance. His breaking stuff has gotten better.
Contact.
And he's gotten more strikeouts this year than he has in the past. So he's made some tweaks to try to do that. But yeah, he's going to be, put it this way, he fits the Cardinals mold. Of what they've always been, which is a sinker slider type guy, and work off of that. Yeah, and again, he's like good.
I always say, it's not like we got guys that can throw the ball through a brick wall.
No, he's not going to do that.
If it works, then you got let those guys behind you take care of things. You've got the gloves behind you. You let them do their work. You know, especially when you've seen the improvement with some of these guys in the outfield this year. That's really also been a glaring improvement by this ball club. And I think, and I don't know how you feel about Kev, but I just think the overall approach the plate by most of these guys has been so dramatically different than what we've seen over the last couple of years too.
Yeah. They've done a fine job. I think the Cardinals have scored plenty of runs. The only negative is that it's the streakiness, right? You have five games where you get shut out, and then the other five games you score seven runs, eight runs, whatever. You'd like to see a little bit more consistency. But overall, you can't argue with the run total, right? They've scored quite a few runs this year. The hard part on the rotation side is you have multiple things you can do, and we really haven't seen the Cardinals try any of them, right? We haven't seen them replace either of these guys, even though they've struggled. And with Michaelis, it's not just the last 5 weeks. I mean, I don't know if you heard me talk about this last night, Scotty, but like from opening day 2023 to now, he ranks in the bottom two or three amongst qualified starters in almost anything that matters. ERA, expected ERA, strikeout rate, hard hits against him, all that kind of stuff. So it's not a new thing with him, and it's a little bit newer for Fetty. He wasn't this bad last year, and he certainly at times this year wasn't. But there are three things you could try. One would be replacing one or both. That's one thing, right? We've talked a lot about that. One would be employing an opener in front of one or both at times, and Ollie did say yesterday that they were going to do that Sunday for Fetty until they needed Mats on Saturday night to win that game. So maybe they'll start to think about that as an option, which means your starter who has struggled misses the best hitters in the other lineup at least the first time through. And then the other option is, and this is what kind of frustrates me as an observer, these two guys are not making changes in what they're doing. So as an example, Miles Michaelis' four-seam fastball stinks. It's getting destroyed. Stop throwing it. The guy has six pitches. If you have one pitch that is not effective, stop throwing it. But he still throws the four-seam fastball almost 30% of the time, and opponents are slugging 700 against it and batting 350. Stop throwing it. Use your other pitches. He's got a slider, a curveball, a sinker, a changeup, and a sweep. He's got all these other pitches. Stop using the one that's not working. And I would say the same for Fetty. If the cutter's not working, stop throwing it because it's killing you. But they haven't made that adjustment, so it leaves the team to have to look at the other things.
But as far as Fetty's concerned, though, you can even go to a sweeper or any of the other pitches here, Kev, and everything's up, up, up.
Yep.
And that's why you're seeing, even if I was watching the exit velos, even on the outs, I mean, they were way up there. I mean, they were hit the ball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were hard outs. And he is, and he even sort of kind of admitted, I think, after the game on Sunday, is like, look, I got to change things, obviously, but, you know, everything is up. And he just, for whatever reason, he can't get stuff down. And again, it's just like we were just talking about with McGreevy or anybody else, Dave, is the fact that you got pitch to contact types of pitchers. And if you're going to get stuff up in the major leagues, they're just going to crush you no matter what stadium you're in. Yeah. That's just the bottom line.
That is FanDuel Scott Warman. Scotty, say hello to Alexa and Brad and everyone on the TV side from the DGS.
You got it. I will do that, guys. Great to talk.
See you, bud. Certified lead. Yes, I'm only a
man. Judgments of something ancient. Clocking. Welcome back, DGS. 2:51. I had no idea what time it was. I don't mean like 2:52 or 2:53. I meant like, is it noon? Is it October?
Could be.
I didn't know.
Is this real life?
Today is possibly the shortest day in the history of the Earth, because for some reason the scientists don't understand, don't panic, the Earth's rotation has sped up suddenly, and so it's going to be 1.3 milliseconds shorter than it should be.
Oh.
So Earth scientists, that makes me sound like an alien, Earth scientists define...
Yeah, that's what makes you sound like an alien.
They define suddenly a bit different than I do. So suddenly tells me, like, we woke up this morning,
whoa,
and whoa, and we're going faster. Is it like that, or is it like in the last 100 years?
No, I think it's suddenly, like, fairly recently.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it was this morning, but I think it's fairly recently.
That seems bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, also I feel dumb because how could it be one of the shortest days when winter days are so much shorter than summer
I don't
days?
Think it's sun up to sun down.
Okay,
it's
okay.
I think it's the 24-hour cycle.
Oh, so we're just losing time.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
Make the most of your 1.3 milliseconds today, people.
So
Jesus could be coming back. Look busy.
So will our like phones be wrong in like 20 years then? When that starts catching up, right? And suddenly we're like a full minute.
No, because behind? There are world clocks that those things feed off of via satellite. So it'll be whatever those say.
What he said.
And those will adjust, I would think.
I wasn't asking you.
I'm sorry.
Mr. knows everything.
I don't know everything. I just know some things.
What if I increased your salary by 20% wheels, but we started calling you LaBooBoo?
Go for it.
LaBooBoo.
All right. Rock
Go
on.
Go for it. I can be bought.
The Redbird Rush Hour with Matt Pauly and LaBooBoo.
That is a pretty easy. That's a pretty easy trade.
Yeah, I mean, I'm easy. LaBooBoo.
Mattel has released its first Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes. She comes with an insulin pump and a glucose monitor.
Ah, okay, I get you.
My daughter would have been in heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Every doll she had was disabled. Like, she had American Girl dolls, and it's embarrassing. All she wanted to do was buy casts and canes and wheelchairs and hospital beds and never wanted to take her to the beauty salon, always to the hospital.
I think she may have injured her
on purpose.
Yeah. Like a Gypsy Rose situation.
Right. Munchausen by proxy.
Munchausen by proxy with her Barbie dolls.
Mm-hmm. What was your thing with your American Girl dolls? What did they spend most of their time doing?
They spent most of their time having tea.
What?
Diabetic shock.
Diabetic shock.
No, they spent most of the time in the parlor having tea, discussing things.
Yeah?
Mm. My American Girl dolls were living in the 1800s.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, they were not doing modern day things. No, no, no.
Lots of butter churning?
No, because they lived in a city. They didn't live on a farm.
Okay.
All right.
There was a bear. There was a teddy bear who was kind of like the gentleman caller.
Sure.
And they fought over him a lot, too.
Okay.
Oh,
you know.
Which of the two girls had the most moxie?
It went back and forth. It started with Kit, then Felicity kind of came into her own. And now, you know, it's anybody's game at this point.
Coming up next, we're going to do a brand new segment for you called the DGS Happy Hour, where we're each going to have a quick turn topic that none of us knows what it's going to be. Except me. I haven't done mine yet, so.
Well, I was going to do the Barbie thing, and now I've got to scramble to find a new topic.
Now, Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.